I mean, I love Teen Challenge and everything that it's about, so I'm just talking about something that I'm passionate about. So, yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for having us here, for allowing us to come for a Sunday and speak about Teen Challenge, the mission, the importance of it, and different ways that you can contribute and help through prayer and finances. My name is Jackie. I have been with Teen Challenge for over 2 years now, full-time, casual, part-time. I've just been working there. I went to Crandall University, studied sociology, and right out of university, I landed this job at Teen Challenge. So we are visiting you today from the Atlantic Men's Center. You'll hear later on that there's a bunch of other centers throughout Canada, but we are at the Atlantic Men's Center. That's 2 hours and a 40-minute drive from here in a place called Memramcook, half an hour outside of Moncton. So, yeah. So at Teen Challenge, we understand as Christians that there's a world around us to make a difference, and that Jesus came to save the lost and to bind the broken, and he calls us as Christians to do the exact same. And we know that there's a great need for our ministry, and that we are called to serve. It is our desire to help as many as possible find freedom in sobriety, but also freedom in Christ. Before I get too into it, I know that we're streaming, so in a few minutes we're going to have a couple of the students come up and they're going to do a little bit of a Q&A, and so I just ask that no streaming or pictures or anything of sorts be taken, just in order to protect their confidentiality. The need for addiction recovery locally and across the country is very much needed. Like I said, we'll hear stories of the two people that made a brave choice to face their past and do the hard work of recovery. We know that it is important that we, as an organization, are available to all who need help. So, how is substance abuse addiction affecting Canadians today? There's a few stats. The Canadian Mental Health Association reports that nearly 6 million Canadians will meet the criteria for addiction in their lifetime. The cost of addiction affects every single Canadian, whether or not we're aware of it or not. It costs everybody. The cost of substance abuse in our country in 2017 was reported to be $46 billion, but that number has grown drastically to $49 billion in just 2022. I don't know the current of what it is in 2024, 2025, but I know that it has grown. Addiction touches lives of most people, either directly or indirectly, and maybe you're wondering what happens in someone's life that leads them down a path of addiction. A thing that I learned very quickly is addiction does not discriminate, and it affects men and women of all ages from all walks of life. It can affect your coworkers, your friends, your family members, your neighbors, and also people that are also in the church. It can affect anyone. And another thing that I've learned about addiction, it can be very well hidden. Sometimes it's not hidden and it's out in the open and you can see signs of it. Sometimes it's very hidden. For me personally, I have two older brothers that struggled with addiction, and they're in recovery now. But for 7 years, my oldest brother hid his addiction from us for 7 years. And so even as family members that were close to him, we had no sweet clue. And so we learned that there are different ways that it can be hidden. And also, like, it's not portrayed the way that it's portrayed in media, as we might see on social media, movies, or whatever. It's portrayed in very many different ways. However, Teen Challenge is here to serve those who are struggling. I know that you guys might be familiar with our mission. I was talking to someone earlier and they said that we've been here before and we tend to come every year, so I know that you guys are aware of Teen Challenge and what our mission is about. Teen Challenge, for those of you who don't know, offers a 12-month faith-based in-residence drug and alcohol recovery program for both men and women 18 years and older. It's called Teen Challenge because when it started, it was originally for teenagers in New York that were kind of caught up in all of the gangs and all that stuff. And so when they started it for kids and youth, but then as it grew, it became more and more difficult to have a center with government and all that stuff, so they moved it over to adults. So it's still called Teen Challenge, even though it's not for teens. I think they should change the name, but they have yet to do that. So yeah, so we offer help and hope to those ready to make the commitment to new and sober life. Our mission is to help men and women overcome addiction and lead full and productive lives. And I often say if our mission was simply just to help men and women overcome addiction, we'd be doing great work. But what is unique in our mission is that it continues to say to lead full and productive lives. And when this change happens, the burden and the cost of addiction to society is reduced. Our program graduates are contributing members of their community. They have families, they have jobs, they give back, and they volunteer. And many times they become a beacon of hope for others who are struggling. Our program works. The students that come and graduate, they know that our program works. People who come and leave early, they know that if they use the tools that they learn in our program, it doesn't make recovery outside of the center, it doesn't mean like the work stops. The work often continues, but they have the tools that they need and gathered. Our program is hard and it's intensive. It's a 12-month program that focuses on getting to the root cause of an individual's reason for using substance abuse that have taken control of their lives. They learn healthy routines, practical life skills that will transfer to successful sober living after they complete our program. And as well, our clients get to know about God. They learn about God, they learn about themselves, they learn about what does it mean to have a relationship with God, to have an identity that is rooted in God. I often say that a lot of our clients that come through our doors don't have a background on any religion, really. They don't understand Christianity. Why do we go to church every Sunday? What's all of this about? And our program isn't like necessarily designed for people that know that either. And so it's okay if they come through the doors and they don't know anything. I always tell new students, hey, just learn as much as you can. We're not here to force the religion on you. We just love God, and we've seen God work in our personal lives, and we want God for you. So it's always interesting to, sometimes we have students that come in, and they're very clear from the very beginning, I don't want anything to do with God. I just want to get clean, and I want to get help and all that stuff. And sometimes they stick to that, but sometimes it's interesting to see God work in their lives and transform them and do amazing things. I remember one time, this happens a lot, but particularly there was one student that came in and he thought we were all crazy because all we did was pray. We prayed and we worshiped all the time. He didn't understand. And 2 weeks in, he came to me one evening and he's like, Jackie, I can't be here. I want to call home. I want to leave. And it was the religious part that bothered him. And I said, okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't you go, you call your parents, someone, you know, that's supportive of you, talk to them, see where they stand or whatever. And so he went and he called his mom and told his mom that this place was crazy and they were all religious or whatever. And he came back and he's like, okay, I'm going to give it one more week. And I said, okay, let's give it one more week. And so that week, I prayed so hard. I was like, okay, God, you got to do whatever you can to get him to stay here, because I knew that God had so much planned for his life, and that with God, things could be easier, things could be, if he could just learn that he is loved and cared for, then, so he ended up staying for the rest of the year. He gave his life to the Lord, he got baptized, and he actually got to watch his mom get baptized a couple weeks ago, so it was really cool to see those stories kind of come to life as well. So like I said, it doesn't discriminate, all that stuff, and I think that's like the faith aspect. I mean, there's lots of rehab centers all over Canada, all over New Brunswick, but I think, like, for me, I would believe that's what makes Teen Challenge distinctive, is is our faith, and all of the staff that are hired, we are all Christians, and so many addiction treatment programs fall into three categories: immediate, life-saving, harm reduction, and 12-step residential or outpatient programs. And we believe that one cannot have a full and productive life without a personal relationship with Jesus. And I would say that's our first distinctive. And our second distinctive is our incredible compassionate staff that we have. They have access to an addictions counselor, a spiritual formation coach, facilities supervisor, five CSWs, so lots of support staff. The spiritual formation coach, he's the person that teaches the classes. So throughout the year, they attend class on different topics that pertain to recovery, and this is where they learn their life skills and all that stuff. So he teaches the classes, but then he also teaches the chapel. So we have chapel three times a week where we just open up the Word of God and teach kind of the basics, the fundamentals. And I always encourage our students that if they have questions of the faith, I mean, they can ask probably literally anybody on staff, but I always encourage them to go to the spiritual formation person to kind of ask the deep questions, because I know that as Christians, being in the church all the time or even growing up in the church, we understand the concept of grace and forgiveness and mercy and all that, but if someone is new to the faith, are they supposed to understand what forgiveness means? How are they supposed to understand what grace and the mercy and the love of God? You know, so I always encourage them to go speak to the spiritual formation person that will kind of walk alongside them. Our compassionate staff help those in our program overcome obstacles, celebrate their individual successes, and support them as they are restored to their families and communities. In fact, one of our favorite stats at Teen Challenge Canada is that 25% of our staff are graduates from the program. Our graduates are a living legacy that demonstrate the power of Christ to transform those in addiction. If you'd like to know more about Teen Challenge, you can visit our website, teenchallenge.ca. And at teenchallenge.ca, you can go on that website and you can learn about the different centers all throughout Canada. We have 9 different centers, and so each center is represented there if you want to learn more about the program. The program altogether is the same, but of course each center has some unique differences and different ways to support and give. We are pleased to offer 9 centers in 3 regions across Canada. And today we're here from Teen Challenge Atlantic Men's Center. There are, in those 9, there are 3 centers that are women's center. There's one in Newfoundland, one in Ontario, and then I think one in Saskatchewan. One just recently opened up, so we do have centers for women as well. In a few moments, we're going to hear someone from the Atlantic Men's Center, and they're going to share a little bit about their experience. Funds that we've received today from the service will support the Teen Challenge Atlantic Men's Center. So right now I would like to invite Jordan, and I'm going to ask him a few questions. Can I use this mic? Hello? All righty, this is Jordan. I'm going to ask you some questions. So, where are you from? How old are you?
32. I'm from London, Ontario.
And what was life like growing up for you?
It was good as a kid. I grew up with older brother, younger brother, younger sister.
When were you first introduced to drugs, alcohol, that whole scene?
Sometime around high school.
Okay. When did you decide to come to Teen Challenge, and what kind of led you there?
I stopped being able to see my kids, and I've been there just about 5 months now.
Perfect. What do you find challenging about the program?
I'd say dealing with the guys.
Dealing with the guys. What would you say is a highlight?
The dog.
The dog. We have a therapy dog that the guys take care of, and she is a highlight for a lot of the guys. Thank you so much, Jordan. Yeah, so now that we have this up, it'll be so much easier. Yeah, so we have the Get Help. There should be a slide that Get Help today. So if you know of anyone that is struggling, or anyone that is struggling, doesn't know where to go, you can just call that number, and it's the intake person in Ontario. They'll answer the phone and they'll give you information about Teen Challenge and give you a little more in depth about our program. And yeah, so just pass that on to anybody you know who is struggling. Next slide, please. Next slide. Okay, so this is the one that I was talking about earlier. If you want to get to know more about Teen Challenge and the differences that we make, you can actually visit changelives.ca, and it's testimonials, video testimonials of the different people, and they share kind of their journey to Teen Challenge, how they got there, and what they're up to now. I've watched a couple of them, and they're really good resources to use to send to someone if they don't want to listen to you. So just send them a video. I think sometimes it's good to send links and videos to people who have been there and know that there's help out there. Next slide. Program phases. So we have four phases. We have, and they're really hard phases, and intensive and hard, but this is strategic because we believe we are equipping those in our care with tools to live a life of sobriety. There are several phases in the Teen Challenge program. Phase one is where clients stabilize and detoxify their mind, body, and spirit. And this phase is often the most challenging transition for clients, and many will choose to leave within the first 4 months. So usually they come in, they're like, what is this place, all these different people, and it's overwhelming. I mean, I understand they're coming from wherever to a place in the middle of nowhere, they don't know the people. So I usually try to encourage the guys to say, okay, you gotta take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, try not to look at the full 12 months ahead, but let's try to get through 1 week and encourage them that they're here for a reason, and I believe that God has brought every single one of them there for a reason. So yeah. Phase two, individuals in our program learn more about themselves and the Word of God, and they learn healthy routines and habits that create a foundation for a new life, new and sober life. Phase three is the final 4 months of our 12-month program. And during this time, those in program create an exit strategy plan and a personal relapse prevention plan as well for when they reintegrate into the community, employment, and family life. This will often look like setting them up in a community with employment, trying to connect them with a good church as well. We've had guys that come in, they finish their GED, and then once they're done that, they apply for university or college, and so we've helped them in that transition phase as well, with applying for places, references, and all that stuff. I like this phase because it's an exciting phase for me because I've seen them from the very beginning to now, and they've grown so much, and so it's always really encouraging to see what they're going to step into. Phase four and five, those are our postgraduate programs. So let's say someone comes and they complete a full year, but they feel like they don't want to leave yet, they're not ready, they would like to stay longer, they can choose our phase four program, and they get to work alongside the staff. They can pick a position, whether it's with the spiritual formation person, whether it's the kitchen person, facilities person, and so they kind of get brought on as staff and they continue to have mentorship and encouragement in that community before they go and start their lives again. Next slide, please. Okay, before I share, I'm going to get Adam to come up and he's going to do his Q&A, and then I will share. I don't even know if he's on.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, we got it now.
Okay, Adam, tell us where you're from and how old you are.
Yeah, I'm 41, and I'm from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia. It's about an hour south of Halifax.
Okay. What was life like growing up for you?
Life was good. I grew up in a Christian family. Mom and dad were devout Christians, but yeah, I wasn't really into the church scene until now. Okay. So it took a while to get there, but we got it now.
That's good.
Yeah.
When were you first introduced to drugs and alcohol?
In my teenage years, alcohol and weed, but in my 20s, early 20s, that progressed to cocaine. And yeah, it became normal. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then it wasn't all at once. It was progressively, I just got used to it, mm-hmm. which is not good, mm-hmm. right? But yeah, introduced pretty young.
How did you hear about Teen Challenge, and when did you come to Teen Challenge?
I heard about it through Mom and Dad's church. Yeah, last year. I was losing things over the past 10 years, but the last five were brutal. Pastor Jeff, they have a church, Open Bible in Bridgewater, so Pastor Jeff gave the pamphlet. I read through it. I had a great feeling about it. But the testimonies is what did it for me online. And it took a while to get in. It took a few months. But I still had the good feeling, and I was like, this is it. This is what I need. So, yeah, it's a good thing, but it's not easy. Yeah.
What do you like about the program?
I should know this. No, I like the connection with God. I needed that. My dad was always like, yeah, he's knocking at your door, buddy. And I needed that. So it's a great connection point, because mm-hmm. without Teen Challenge, I wouldn't have had that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it alone. I just know that. I couldn't find him alone mm-hmm. and stick with it. So,
what do you find most challenging about the program?
Jordan was right, the guys, for sure. But it is a long haul, and there are certain times in the program where you feel like you hit a wall, but you just have to keep going, pray about it. That definitely helps. It's so real. If you just really put the time in, right, he'll help you.
Mm-hmm. You just have to make room for him.
That's right.
Do you have an idea of what you would like to do after the program?
Well, I was a scallop fisherman, so I'm thinking about that. Like, that's what I do. But I'm not sure. It's up in the air, but if I go back, I have to totally change everything. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that. But to go back to the same job is going to be tough, because that's the lifestyle that got me into it, or just kept it progressing, right? Mm-hmm. I always took, like, I was doing 100%. Mm-hmm. I was working, taking care of everything, and my addiction was like, I'll just deal with it. But you can't run like that forever. You can't.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you picked up on the God thing. And I think that God is always pursuing anyone that he created everyone in his image. And so I believe that he's always pursuing people. Even when we don't think. And so I want that to be an encouragement to you guys. I don't know your guys' story, your background, but if you have someone in your life that you're praying for to come to the Lord, keep praying. It might take 2 years, it might take 10 years, it might take forever, but the Lord relentlessly pursues those he loves, and he loves everybody. So, yeah. Okay, my turn. What Teen Challenge means to me. So like I said, I was at Crandall University. I don't really have any background in recovery or rehab in terms of studying it or whatever. I just have always had a heart for people, for God, and for helping those who are in need. And so when I was in university, this door to work at Teen Challenge kind of fell open. I didn't know what I was walking into. My friend at the time was just like, they need CSWs, and I said, perfect. And I walked in, gave an interview, told them a little bit about my story, my testimony, and I got the job. And I remember driving there my first day. First of all, I'm 4'11". I'm not even 5 feet, so I'm tiny. And so I remember my first day walking in, and I come in, and there's these guys that are 6'4", big guys, all muscles, and I'm like, okay. But I'm trusting that God is with me in it. And so, and God has, I believe that if he opens the door for something, he's there. And it's just been an absolute joy and honor to walk alongside these students and journey with them, encourage them, pray with them, rejoice with them, celebrate in their victories, their small, their big victories. It's so interesting to me. So I'm gonna read what I wrote. Before I started working at Teen Challenge, I went through some really dark seasons of trying to overcome things on my own, only to be filled with so much despair and hopelessness. The darkness I faced was unbearable. However, by the grace, kindness, and goodness of God, I had friends and family who rallied around me every step of the way, on the good days and even more on the difficult ones. They patiently and prayerfully helped me on my own healing journey, all while reminding me that I was loved by my Maker, Jesus. In that dark season, there wasn't necessarily a light switch moment where suddenly everything was good. My healing process and my journey was long, hard, but every day, there were moments of breakthrough and healing, and things eventually got lighter. I can say with full confidence that God was with me in that fire and brought me out on the other side. Now I want to live a life where I can testify of the goodness of God in that season. I have worked at Teen Challenge for over 2 years now, and I have loved every single moment of it. I am so humbled to be part of an organization that also rallies around people in their darkest seasons. To me, Teen Challenge is a place of healing. It's a place of encouraging and reminding one another that we are not defined by our past, our mistakes, and our pain, but we are defined by God. Those chains that once held us don't anymore. God does. His grace is sufficient. My prayer for every client that walks through those doors is not that they just will develop the skills they need to stay sober. That's great and beautiful and awesome, but also that they realize that they are so loved, so valued, and that they can walk in freedom and be forgiven and have a future worth living. Josh Baldwin has a song, I'm sure you guys are aware, called Made for More, and the chorus says this: I wasn't made to be tending a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. Teen Challenge to me is a place where people can and will realize that they were made for more and the future is worth living. That's what Teen Challenge means to me. And there was a period of time, actually, for a few months that I didn't work there full time, and I was working elsewhere. But everywhere I go, I always, when I see people or hear people of struggling, I always say, do they know Teen Challenge? Do they know that there's help out there? Do they know that they don't have to stay stuck? They don't have to stay chained to whatever is holding them? And so I will forever support and love Teen Challenge, even if I move on. Next slide. So, the Journey Church. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Journey Church. All of you guys should have gotten a little bit of pamphlet. The Journey Church is just an exciting program at Teen Challenge, and we are grateful for individuals who give regularly, putting victory over addiction within reach for all of the clients at Teen Challenge Canada. Our partners in the Journey help eliminate the financial barriers for those who need our program. Next.
Addiction doesn't just happen. The journey to addiction many times begins with tremendous personal hurt, pain, trauma, and despair. And so finding freedom from addiction doesn't just happen either. The journey to recovery begins with loving individuals, daily walking with men and women, helping them to face their past generational wounds, their inabilities to cope, or lack of personal identity, so they can start the transformation into the person they were intended to be. Now, this journey of recovery would not be possible if it weren't for the incredible faithfulness and generosity from supporters like you. At Teen Challenge, ongoing partnerships are much more than the financial backbone of our ministry. They are a testimony to all those still in addiction that even in the midst of their brokenness, they can know they are worth investing in. By joining the journey and becoming part of our incredible community of monthly supporters, composed of passionate, generous, driven people like yourself, you are not only helping someone on their personal road to recovery, you are becoming a key part of their victory story. Your financial support shows those in our program that you believe there's still hope. It is not too late for help, and you are willing to invest in them to help them find it. For any reoccurring monthly or annual amount, join the journey. And your support of our 12-month faith-based in-residence program proves to those in our care that past life choices do not have to dictate the future. And that life, purposeful, productive life after addiction is possible. Support Teen Challenge Canada and join the journey today. Visit teenchallenge.ca.
If you choose to join the journey, your ongoing and recurring support helps provide stability for us to continue to do the transformational work that we do. Also, feel free, if you would like to, you can help us with a one-time donation. It's on the pamphlet. Put your address on it. And any donations over 20 will receive a tax receipt at the end of the year. And can we ask that you continue to pray for us? I know that you guys our praying church, and we appreciate all the prayers, and I just ask that you continue to pray, because our ministry only exists because of prayer, and I believe that it's sustained through prayer. So please pray for our staff, our clients, and our needs to continue to be met. Next slide, please. Again, there's just the slide of where to go to teenchallenge.ca to help those who are in need. Next slide. I already asked for prayer. We love volunteers, so if you want to drive 2.5 hours to come see the facility and to volunteer with us, we would really appreciate that. We usually have a fundraiser. We just had one in the spring, our gala, and so we have one big fundraiser to kind of help with that. Next. Teen Challenge is far more than a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. It's a place of true healing. A quote from one of our graduates. And so, yeah, if anything, if you didn't get anything from this whole presentation, Teen Challenge is a place where people can come and find freedom from a life of addiction, but also freedom in Christ. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jackie and team members. We really enjoy the presentation today, and we're just excited this time that we can give something to your ministry, and we would encourage each and every one, if whatever you can do today, we know will be a blessing to this ministry. And so we're going to ask the ushers to come forward at this time. If you're going to make out a check to Teen Challenge, I asked Jackie about this. She said just make the check out to Teen Challenge. Simple. Teen Challenge Canada, thank you. Father, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for how you've used it, oh God, over the years and what you're doing today. And we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would continue to help our brothers and sisters, oh God, in their journey. We pray, Father, that you would lead them by your Spirit as they get closer to graduation. We pray that your will be done. And Father, we just ask you today that every need that is in Teen Challenge Canada, whether it's here in the Maritimes or Ontario or Saskatchewan, we pray that those needs will be met. And we know, Lord, that when things are done your way, and we believe that's the case, that every need will be met. We pray now, Lord, that you just place upon our hearts exactly all that you would have us to give today, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that we can give back to you again this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you as you give. Thank you for giving today. If you'd like to come and spend some time at the altar, we welcome you to do that. This time the service is dismissed. God bless you.
Jesus, who else is worthy?